No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, December 9th. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. We hope your week's off to a terrific start. It's about to be a terrific restart for the Fulton Mansion in Aransas County, a massive Second Empire-style building that withstood more than eight hurricanes since its construction in 1877. That is, before Harvey took its toll along the Texas Gulf Coast. After Harvey moved on, one of the first things locals wanted to know was, how's the mansion? Is it still standing? Well, yes, it was still mostly there, but the Texas historic site suffered massive damage to its roof and third floor. Now Channel 3 KIII in Corpus Christi reports that after more than $1 million in renovations, the mansion set to reopen its doors to the public on December 14th, just a few days from now. But not such a happy ending for many others, however, especially everyday folk whose homes were severely damaged and who've been working, waiting, and hoping for recovery funds since the disaster of late summer 2017. With damage estimates totaling around $125 billion, it is the costliest tropical cyclone on record after Katrina. The Texas General Land Office has proposed a state plan to help mitigate damage from Harvey through community development block grants, a plan valued at more than $4 billion, with funds coming from the federal government. But right now, they're trying to get input from affected communities like Rockport, where Patrick Rios is mayor. Mayor Rios, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you very much.
I gather you met with General Land Office officials last week. Is that right?
We did. We had we were pleased that they decided to hold one of their workshops here and take community input on the pending funds.
How are you supposed to use these funds? What does it mean, community development block grants?
What we're looking at are mitigation uses for the funds. We're looking at how we can make our community more resilient, harden our resources against any future storm. We know there'll be another storm, just don't know when. Hopefully we don't have one for another 47 years. That was the time span between last hurricane and Harvey. But we want to take those funds and work on infrastructure. We're looking at streets, drainage, water treatment plants, so that we don't suffer so much of the damage that we went through with Harvey.
Do you like what the General Land Office has in mind? They say they've drawn up these plans. How specific are they? Are they still counting on you to provide them with details?
Well, we've been working on plans. In fact, prior to the storm, we had a group together, a committee together called the Aransas County Resiliency Initiative. And it was comprised of stakeholders from all over the community, not mm-hmm. just Rockport, but Aransas County in general. Mm-hmm. And we had identified many, many projects from a perspective of what's going to happen if.
Yeah.
So we took a lot of those projects, modified them somewhat, and have already placed many of those into the process, both restore, but the mitigation funds. It's interesting that these funds that are coming up are not necessarily Harvey dependent. It helps if, you know, they'll look at you different ways if you were impacted by Harvey, but mm-hmm. they don't have to be to repair Harvey damage. They could be used to prevent future damage.
Very interesting. Is there going to be competition for this money?
Absolutely. We're fortunate that Houston has their own set of money out there. But when you look at all the different communities, the 14 coastal communities that were affected, you look at areas that with much greater population, things like the Fort Bend County area, Sugarland, Wharton, all those different areas where there's so much more population than we have down here. Our approach that we're looking at right now is to approach it from a regional perspective. We're going to partner with our local communities here, Corpus Christi, the Port Authority, the different towns, Aransas Pass, Portland, Port Aransas, Refugio, everyone up and down the coast that's close by. The city of Rockport, for example, is 8,500 people. You compare that to Sugarland, and that's not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
But if we look at it from a regional perspective and what happens here, especially with the impact we have on, all of our industry in this area is tied to, so much of it is tied to the energy industry. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure we protect all of that. And I think if we look at it again from a regional perspective, we'll get a lot give us a bigger advantage in competition for those funds.
What kind of work still needs to be done where you are? I mean, have you received the sort of federal and state aid that you were hoping for?
Well, we're still waiting for it. A lot has been promised. It can be frustrating at times. You know, we have to look at all the promises made and promises actually followed through on. We're just now starting to see some of our affordable housing projects mm-hmm. slip into gear. We mm-hmm. had one project open with 40 units. We've got two more that are finally under construction within the last 60 days.
Yeah.
So it's been well over 2 years since the storm. We had virtually no affordable housing left for a workforce, and we're just starting to see that. A year and a half from now, we should be in better shape. We should have a lot more of those projects online.
This money could go a long way, it sounds like, for you.
Absolutely. It's very needed. The city of Rockport is our industry is tourism. So we're based on bringing folks here to enjoy our beaches, our fishing, the water, the food we've got, and we've got plenty of that still, but we just need to get everything back in place. Pretty much all of our hotels that are going to open have reopened now, which is a plus. It's just difficult finding staff for those places. Right now, a lot of the different businesses are actually bringing people in by bus every morning from neighboring communities, Corpus Christi, Victoria, places like that.
Yeah. Patrick Rios is the mayor of Rockport, Texas, still struggling to get back to 100% more than 2 years after Hurricane Harvey. Mayor Rios, thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.